What's going on, Anchor FM? What's going on, Spotify? What's going on the whole entire world? I am your host, Dre Wise, the one and only Dre Wise. Okay, this is the conversation that people do not highly talk about. This is the conversation discussion that highly people do not put forth and see it this way for the better good for yourself. You know? We're going to talk about... Well, I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to talk about it. And you get people that's going to just basically, you know, hear it. We're going to talk about how you have to cut people off. You have to cut motherfuckers off. You have to cut people off. And why? Oh, I know that's your family. Bullshit. Oh, I know that's your children. Bullshit. Oh, I know that's your husband. Bullshit. Oh, I know that's your wife. Bullshit, 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 over and over again. Now is not the time to keep on juggling with folks. Now is not the time to keep on going back and forth with folks. Now is not the time to keep on stressing and worrying about somebody that still is not going to get the hit. And you keep on, you know, just keep on dealing with this person that is basically a fuck up. Just cut motherfuckers off. It's for the better good for yourself. Damn. I'm talking about that. Because I don't mind cutting people off. I don't give a damn if you're my relative or not. I will cut you off. I will tell you why. So stay tuned. You know what I'm saying? Stay tuned. This is the commercial. If you like what I said, you know, donate. You know, 99 cents to 2 grand, whatever. Bless your brother. Support the show. Donate to the show or donate to my cash. That is $Lucian. Number 7. Stay tuned.
Thank you for tuning in. You can follow Dre Wise on Facebook at Jarrell Lucian. You can follow him on Instagram at Dre Wise, the number 7. You can also send Cash App donations. Lucian Jarrell, the number 7. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. You can follow Dre Wise on Facebook at Jarrell Lucian. You can follow him on Instagram at Dre Wise, the number 7. You can also send Cash App donations. Lucian Jarrell, the number 7. Thank you.
Hey, what up, everybody? Hey, about to go live. Got a couple of things I want to share this morning. Can't make it to church today because we taping all day. Had to get everything ready. We taping Ricky Smiley for real today. Hope y'all are having a blessed day. And what up, George? Good morning. Good morning to everybody, many. And I want everybody to share this video today. I'm going to go ahead and get started, and you can take this video and you can share it or whatever. I want to talk about bondage this morning, how family members can have you in bondage, including your own kids. I had a conversation with somebody that I'm real close to. And I met a total stranger at the Whopper House this morning. I decided I'm just going to shoot down to the Whopper House, sit at the counter, and end up in a conversation with a loving father. And his father was just, was talking about his son and how he can't get his son to, his son is grown and taking him through a whole bunch of stuff. I wanna try to make an attempt. I don't know if this would be a good, I just hope God use me and all this stuff come out the right way, just where it won't be mean. And some people consider honesty mean or consider no mean. Anything you do with black people, with black folks, with us, is mean and whatever. Say what you wanna say about what I'm finna say. I want all parents with kids that's 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, this video is for you. You have raised your kids. You are not a perfect parent. You didn't do everything right, neither did I. I definitely wasn't a perfect parent. And if you did show up to some football games, if you did go up to the school, if you did cook, if you did wash clothes for them, you do not have to allow no grown-ass kid to sit there and hold you in bondage just because they're your kid. You have done everything you were supposed to do as a parent, even though you were not perfect. I want to free you today. I want to rid you of guilt. I want to rid you of the manipulation that, hey, you're my dad and you're supposed to buy me a car, or you're supposed to do this, or you're supposed to let me continue to live in your house and not take out the garbage and not pay bills and not do yard work, the sense of entitlement. And I want to free you today. And I want to let you know that you are not living your best life if you allow your biological son or daughter that don't want to work, don't want to educate themselves, don't want to be better, don't want to take out the garbage, don't want to wash their own clothes, don't want to clean up their room, very disrespectful, and want to use your car, don't want to wash it out or clean it out, and just have a sense of entitlement. And I want to encourage you today, if you want some peace in your life, or it can lead to your death, whether it be a heart attack, whether it be a stroke, or whether them bringing the wrong people in your house that come in the house and see that you got a couple of flat screen TVs and come in there and kill you and the rest of the kids that's trying to do what they're supposed to do. See, stop putting all your time and your energy to some damn Negroes that don't want nothing. Put their ass out your house and let life whoop their ass, because they're too old for you to put a belt to their ass and whoop them. So let life, let everything outside, let wonder whoop that ass, because that's the best lesson ever for them. Get them up out your house with the bad energy, the laying around and eating and won't clean up the kitchen and won't do nothing and got little slick stuff to say and they don't pay no bills. To hell with them. And for those of you that got kids that's out here in these streets, that's really in these streets, you need to prepare the rest of your kids. Say, hey, you know what? He ain't gonna make it. And I wanna prepare you right now that we might be burying him one day. And this is how you don't wanna be. These are the things that you don't do. You go down there and put their goddamn ass in some insurance, and you go down to State Farm or whatever, and you put them in $250,000 insurance. So if they go out here and F off their life and get killed on some bull crap that you tried to save them from and keep them from, you take that $250,000 and get the rest of your kids grief counseling, and you take them on a Disney carnival cruise and show them a good time. And if you want to fuck off your life like that, then we're going to use your death to pay for the rest of these kids' education that want to be something and that's trying to be something. You ain't obligated to nam nigga that you done took care of. Put their ass out your house. You don't have to have no relationship with them. You don't have to be in contact with them. If they not respectful, they got a church they could go to. They grown. They 21, they 22, they 23. They know how to get the church because they know how to get everywhere else they want to go. You took them to church when they was a kid. You did everything you were supposed to do. So today, this day, I want to free you from bondage of your entitled 17 through 25 through 30, whatever you're dealing with. Just because somebody's some kin to you, that don't mean that you got to be bothered with their ass for the rest of your life. You know, work your ass off. You get up and you go to work every day, putting up with people bullcrap and customer service and all this kind of stuff that you have to deal with every day to come home to a nasty house, dishes in the sink, floor ain't been mopped, room nasty, and you nice enough to let them stay there. And the disrespect and a bad attitude. Bad. Oprah Winfrey said, you are responsible for the energy that you allow around you. See what I'm saying? I'm explaining something to you. Anybody that have flowers, Anybody that have plants in your house, I want you to listen to it real close. When them leaves turn yellow, you take that yellow leaf and you pluck it off. Why do you pluck the yellow leaf off a plant? Because the plant tried to put all of the energy into that yellow leaf, trying to turn it back green. But while it's putting all the energy into that yellow leaf, trying to turn it back green, the other leaves turn yellow. And then you have to eventually pluck them off too. Pluck that goddamn leaf off and throw it in the garbage can and put all your energy into the kid that go to school every day, the kid that want to go to college, the kid that want to be something, the kid that will go to church, that will clean up the kitchen, that will clean up their room, that's not entitled, that will help you, that will love on you, that will tell you that they love you and tell you that they appreciate you, that will respect you, that will say, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, thank you, please, kind, good morning, good evening. Those are the ones that you put your energy into. Stop putting your energy into dogs. The Bible said, cast not your pearls into swine. So when they get out here, they ain't raised like that. They live in a nice neighborhood. You done raised them the best you could. And I don't know why some of them feel like they want to be where they want to be and hang around certain kind of people. And bring, don't let them bring that danger to your house. You don't know what they did before then they came home. And then now somebody mad at your kid and come and shoot up the house. And then one of your innocent kids that's trying to be educated dead. Fucking around with this nigga. Put that Negro out your house. I sat here and had the same conversation with a man this morning with tears in his eyes at the Waffle House. A concerned dad that's younger than me that just want to know, where did I go wrong? You didn't do nothing wrong. You did everything you were supposed to do. And then, son, even if you wasn't a perfect father, you still was there. You still cooked some meals. You still showed up at a football game or a basketball game. You couldn't make it all the game because you had to work. All these kids around here with a sense of entitlement and doing all this kind of stuff that they doing. Shit, I ain't have no daddy. My daddy got killed. Every Father's Day, I'm up at Woodlawn Cemetery visiting a cold grave. And these Negroes got a mama and a daddy and won't step up to the plate and try to do nothing to better themselves and gonna make your life hell. And you in your 40s? I hope you know you can have a stroke and you can die from stress. Not to let nobody stress me out. Don't let nobody stress you out. Put their ass out of your house and do like some of my friends do that we talked on the phone this morning. She probably on here listening. Some of my classmates from high school, put them damn kids up out of your house and travel and see the world. Go to Jamaica. Go on a cruise. You set up investing money, paying attorney fees to keep them out of jail. Paying attorney fees, go to court, sitting up in a courtroom and all this kind of stuff. Go visit the world and live your best life. Go do something positive. Cut them off. Live. Do something for the kids that want to learn. You got some nieces and nephews that you don't even have nothing to do with. Some great nieces and nephews that's trying to make some things happen. Get them some of your time. Invest in their life. You don't have to be around somebody just because they related to you. That go for your mama. If your mama caused chaos and confusion in your life, cut her ass off. You ain't got to be in her life. You can see her at church and wave across, hey, how you doing? Or you see her somewhere, hey, how you doing? Big old hug, boom, and you gone, in and out. Well, I got a lot of family members like that. I be in and out. And I don't like all of them, and all of them don't like me, and I don't care. Because I promise to God, they don't pay not one bill in here. And guess what? The only family members don't like me are only the ones that I didn't help at some point. See, it's when you stop doing stuff for folks, when they don't like your ass and sit around and talk about you. Oh, I see all the little hints and stuff on Facebook, and I hate family, and this, that, and whatever. I know some of that shade coming towards me. Why? Because I don't do nothing for you no more? Because I ain't cashed up you in a long time? Because I ain't paid no bills in a minute? Man, you better live your best life and be encouraged. Let these Negroes go to hell, because they ain't got no business in your life anyway. See, a balloon don't float with a brick attached to it. See, but you cut that damn brick off, that balloon gonna fly. I ain't never seen a balloon up in the sky with a brick attached to it. Ever. Because they don't fly. So if you want to fly, cut that damn brick off and go on and live your best life. And be encouraged. And let these grown-ass, ungrateful, piece of shit kids. Go. Cut them off. Pray for them. Wish them the best. Put them Negroes in some good insurance so if they die, you got enough money to get yourself out of debt and send the rest of the kids to college. Be encouraged. I said it and I mean it. All about, yeah. And they ain't gonna like you. They ain't gonna like you. But guess what? If your kids don't like you, I promise you the sun's still gonna come up. And the moon's still gonna shine at night. The bills still gonna get paid. Everything that you got, your life gonna move on. Just like if something happened to their ass, you still got to get up and go to work Monday. So be encouraged this morning. Stop letting these grown users and grown disrespectful manipulators manipulate you. Get out of your feelings that you love somebody so much that you would allow them to cause chaos and havoc in your home. See how quiet it is in here?
Now, what Ricky Smiley was saying is true. You know, because you have to cut people off that is, you know, negative as fuck. And they just don't get it, just don't change nothing. I agree with them. You got grown as fuck children around my age, like 30-something, 20-something, and 18. Disrespectful as shit. Mama, cut them off and get them out your house. Daddy, get them out your house. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to deal with that bullshit. I mean, he's right. You raise these kids. You raise us to adopt, you know, and we, you know, that's how it is. I can't do it. I fuck that. I don't have the patience with people. I don't. You know, so I'm realizing, like, you know, I'm getting older or whatever. I'm not old, but I'm just saying I'm at a point in my life. Like, I'm tired of shit. I get real tired of shit. You know, I'm be honest, I don't talk to my people. And I don't give a fuck. Because I refuse to be disrespectful. I refuse to know within myself that I did something right. I'm done. I say, fuck, I cut you off. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to fight with you. I can apologize, but I'm just going to cut you off. You know what I'm saying? Because if you be around so much negative, you will get sick. And that's how you wind up killing yourself. You will get sick. You will look older than what you are. Your spirit be off. See, people have to realize that. You got some of these mamas out here that don't see what their kids do, their children do was wrong. You got some of these parents, like these daddies and mamas, like, keep condoning it, keep allowing this to happen in your house, and you just don't do anything about it. Knowing that your kids is grown. You got to cut these Negroes off. Because if you don't, your life will just go downhill. Just like you, like me. I don't owe nobody no explanation why I don't talk to my mother, why I don't talk to my brother, sister, why I don't talk to none of these niggas. I don't. Because this is what I'm going to do. I am an adult person. I am grown as fuck. So I'm going to do this. I got my own place. I got my own life. I'm going this way. Things are much better now. I'm in a different mindset. I'm in a different state of, atmosphere. With Rick Smile, I share something on my Facebook where he says something about this. And I agree. He said, love those who love you. A lot of people don't get that what he's saying. I get it what he's saying. Well, his sister or whoever was trying to take shots at him because she's mad, whatever, but she's not getting it. Whoever it was, baby, I don't know who it was to him. But regardless who they are to you, regardless this person is to you, a husband, wife, anybody that caused a chaos, caused negative, you got to cut their ass off. And you got some of us children still to this day blaming daddy this, blaming mama this, not even realizing, like, you know what, I'm grown as fuck. Fuck it. I'm grown. There's nothing I can do. So Anchor FM, I'm telling you, I mean, you got to think about it. Life is too short for bullshit.
Spotify, you got to realize life is too short for bullshit because we are all on borrowed time. Fuck it. And it seems like people don't want to accept the truth. People don't want to hear the truth, but the truth hurts. And you know what? It is what it is. I cannot be around negative shit. I cannot be around negative shit. I cannot be around negative shit. I don't care. I'm not going to do it. I don't care who you are to me. If you bring negative to me, I'm not going to be around you, period. I will love you from a distance. I'm not going to come around. I don't care. Fuck it. Just to see, that's what I'm saying. You got parents out here that still allow their grown as fuck children to do whatever they want to do in your house that you are nice enough to let these folks in your house. I can't do it. I'm not going back to my mama's house. I'm not going back to the nest. I'm not living with room. Nah, fuck that. People got to realize, like, you got to surround yourself around encouraging positive people. But some people cannot even expand their minds to even do that. I don't care. I told myself, I am not going to be around someone. I am not going to hang with someone. I don't care who you are. I'm not going to put up with someone that's going to disrespect me, all the other bullshit, and don't even see where they are wrong. Whatever the shit is negative, I'm not going to do it. I don't care. I will cut you off and let ignorance and stupidity shit entertain itself. So Ricky Smiley is right. He's right. You got to cut people off. It's for the better of yourself, your mind, everything. Because if you stress so much, like I said, if you stress so much, you will make your own self sick, have a heart attack, whatever. I don't care. I'm telling you right now, Anchor FM, I'm telling you, Spotify, I'm telling you right now, I don't care. When I found out that, you know, one of my relatives, like my sister, caught COVID. And I said, you know what? Nope. That is an adult woman. My sister is grown as fuck. And it's the same situation of bullshit. My sister is grown as fuck. My brother is grown as fuck. My mom is grown as fuck. We are grown. We're not kids no more. So I said, any means necessary. Any means necessary that you got to say, you know what? Any means necessary, I'm going to keep myself happy. Stay away from you. At any means, you got to stay away from negative people. But people don't even attempt to. Highly people don't want to. They like the way that I live. Not me. I told myself as a 33-year-old man, I said, this is how I'm going to live my life. This is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to walk a path of this way. Not follow what you think I should do and say, well, you'll like my lifestyle. Fuck you. Go to hell. You don't like my lifestyle. Go to hell. Go to hell. I am adult like you're adult. You got the game all twisted. I told myself I'd rather, you know what I'm saying? I'm more of a person that be, you know, I roll by myself or I'm alone or whatever, but I just can't deal with negative shit. I just can't deal with it. I'm at the point, like, I cut you off. Like, before I was, like, in my, like 20s, I could deal with it better. I could throw it on my shoulder, you know what I'm saying? But now, I'm done. And I'm starting to see what life is all about more and more and more. And what I need to see, I said, I'm done. You cannot fix people. And sometimes you can't fix your own children. And you wonder why your kids are bad as fuck, because maybe your child is just fucked up. Shit. But I'm just saying, Ricky, I agree to Ricky Smiley, what he had to say. that you have to cut these grown motherfuckers off. You have to cut mama off. If mama causes chaos, if daddy causing chaos, if your brother causes chaos, if your sister causes chaos, if anybody causes chaos, you got to cut them off. Well, you make excuses. You got to cut them off. I know I do. I cut people off. I don't care if you related to me. I will cut you off. I'm like I said, I'm not about to deal with someone that is negative as fuck. I'm not about to deal with someone that's negative as fuck. I'm not going to do it. I don't care who you are. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to be around someone that disrespect me, mistreat me. I'm not going to come around you. I'm going to love you from a distance, period. I don't care. I'm not, just like you got to tell yourself, I'm not going to allow this to happen anymore. You got to tell yourself, I'm not going to allow this to happen anymore. I'm not going to deal with this. I'm not going to put up with this. I'm not going to allow this to happen anymore. So what is the solution is? I'm going to, separate myself from you and love you from a distance and cut you off. You are grown. I raised you till 18 years old. See, people got it all fucked up. People got it all fucked up and screwed up. You got to think about your own well-being. You got to think about your mindset. You got to think about your finances. You got to think. You got to rethink. Excuse me. Is it worth it? Is it really worth it to keep repetitionally deal with this person? Just like Kirk Franklin. He had to cuss his son the fuck out. He got to cuss his son out and the world heard it. And Kirk Franklin got to apologize. I mean, I know Kirk is like, you know what? I don't give a fuck. This nigga is grown. And like Ricky Smiley said, let life whoop the hell out of your grown ass kids. But some parents and some people don't think that way. It's the truth. Some just don't think that way. Like I said, I cannot deal with negative shit no more. I used to deal with it and throw it on my shoulder, all that BS, but I'm not dealing with it no more because it takes a toll on you. Fuck that. I'm out. So you guys take care of yourselves. You know what I'm saying? Stay positive and be around. Surround yourself around positive people. When you see or sense something that's negative, just get away from it. Just walk away from it. Just get away from it. Surround yourself around positive people, period, yo. So I am Dre Wise, Dre Wise Conqueror. If you like the show, donate, you know what I'm saying, 99 cents to, a thousand, whatever. Just support your brother, support your show. Donate to my Cash App. $ Lucian Jarrell, number 7. Donate to the show, Anchor FM. I am your host, Dre Wise Conqueror. Peace and farewell, everyone. Good night.
Thank you for tuning in. You can follow Dre Wise on Facebook at Jarrell Lucian. You can follow him on Instagram at Dre Wise, the number 7. You can also send Cash App donations. Lucian Jarrell, the number 7. Thank you.